Hey everyone, welcome back to Unzip, the show where we crack open the latest AI and ML research and pull out everything that actually matters. Huge thanks to our sponsors, Ada, which bridges the gap between research and production AI, Ago Consulting, that's Ago, your go-to for silicon development consulting, from AI all the way to SoC design, and Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a whole portfolio of silicon industry companies, including Ada for deploying AI at scale in any business, turning research models into production inference with their Glow compiler. Today, we're unpacking five papers covering audio-video editing evaluation, agent self-evolution benchmarking, smarter search agents, autonomous financial research, and dynamic 3D scene understanding. Let's get into it. All right, first up, we've got AVE Compass, and this one is tackling a problem that honestly surprises me hasn't been solved already. So think about real-world video. It's never just visual, right? You've got sound, music, ambient noise, dialogue, all of it tightly coupled to what you're seeing on screen. But pretty much every video editing benchmark out there either works on silent clips or evaluates audio and video in complete isolation. AVE Compass is here to fix that. The paper introduces a comprehensive benchmark, and I want to emphasize the word comprehensive here, with 145 curated source videos and 196 what they call audio-visually coupled editing tasks. That means tasks where you can't just tweak the visuals without thinking about whether the audio still makes sense, and vice versa. It's designed to capture the messy, interdependent reality of actual video content. What really stands out is the cross-modal consistency angle. Like, if you're editing a video to change the scene from a rainstorm to a sunny day, does your editing system also update the ambient sound? Does it remove the rain? Most current systems just don't think about that coordination layer, and AVE Compass is specifically designed to expose those gaps. The benchmark covers a range of editing categories, visual only, audio only, and the jointly coupled ones, and it introduces a holistic evaluation framework that scores models across all three dimensions together. That's a meaningful shift from the fragmented evaluation we've seen before. For practitioners, this is important because if you're building or fine-tuning video editing pipelines, you finally have a rigorous way to measure whether your system is actually coherent across modalities. Before this, you might have been shipping something that looked great but sounded completely wrong for the scene, and your benchmarks would never catch it. AVE Compass closes that blind spot, and that's genuinely useful. Next up is GDPAU, and this one is about something called agent self-evolution, which is a concept I find really exciting. The core idea is that an AI agent can update its own persistent state, basically its internal knowledge and strategies, based on prior experience, and then reuse that updated state to get better at related tasks over time. It's like an agent that learns on the job. But here's the problem. How do you actually evaluate whether an agent is genuinely evolving versus just getting lucky, or worse, just memorizing answers it's seen before? That's the gap GDPAU is trying to fill. Existing benchmarks, the paper argues, cover limited task domains, don't carefully separate training and test tasks, and are vulnerable to data contamination, meaning the model might have seen the test answers during pre-training. So GDPEVO grounds itself in what they call GDP-related enterprise tasks, basically real business workflows that have genuine economic value, things like financial analysis, supply chain decisions, business reporting. The idea is if your agent is getting better at these, that improvement is actually meaningful and measurable in the real world. The benchmark is described as evolution native, which means it's designed from the ground up with the distinction between training experience and test performance baked in. They carefully construct task pairs so that if an agent improves on the test task, you can actually attribute that improvement to what it learned during training, not noise, not contamination, not luck. For ML engineers building agentic systems, and there are a lot of you doing this right now, GDPVU is a serious wake-up call about evaluation rigor. If you're claiming your agent self-improves, you need to be able to prove it, and GDPEVO gives you the machinery to do that credibly. It's the kind of benchmark that will separate genuine progress from marketing claims. Paper 3 is AB Seeker, and this one gets into the weeds of how you train search agents, specifically long-horizon search agents. So a long-horizon agent is one that has to take many sequential steps to answer a question. It searches, it retrieves documents, it verifies information, it integrates evidence from multiple sources. That's a lot of steps, and each one matters. The problem AB Seeker is attacking is credit assignment, which in reinforcement learning means figuring out which specific actions in a long sequence actually contributed to getting the right answer. If your agent searches 10 times, retrieves 5 documents, and finally gets it right, which of those actions deserve the credit? Current methods, the paper says, treat every step in the trajectory uniformly, which is essentially throwing your hands up and saying, I don't know, everything was equally important. That's obviously not true. Abe Seeker proposes something called Answer Backtracked Credit Assignment, or ABC. Love the acronym. The key insight is to start from the final answer and work backwards through the trajectory, identifying which actions were actually necessary for reaching that correct conclusion. So you're not distributing credit evenly, you're surgically rewarding the steps that actually mattered. This applies to both supervised fine-tuning, where you train on example trajectories, and reinforcement learning, where the agent learns from trial and error. In both cases, ABC lets you downweight useless or misleading steps and upweight the genuinely productive ones. That's a much more principled training signal. The practical upshot for anyone building retrieval-augmented agents or multi-step reasoning systems is significant. Better credit assignment means faster learning, more efficient agents, and less reward hacking, where the agent learns to do things that look good to your training signal but don't actually help. If you're working on agentic RAG systems or deep search pipelines, the ABC framework is worth studying closely. All right, paper four is finance harness, and this one is squarely aimed at the deep research use case. You know, those AI systems that can go off, research a topic for you, and come back with a comprehensive report. They've become one of the hottest agentic products out there, but there's a big catch. Most of them are built for general purpose research, and finance is emphatically not general purpose. Financial research is specialized in ways that matter enormously. You need to understand historical patterns in market data, make forward-looking forecasts, deal with point-in-time data, meaning you can only use information that was actually available at the time of the analysis, not future data that leaked in. Getting any of that wrong doesn't just produce a bad report, it could produce a genuinely harmful recommendation. Finance Harness introduces what the paper calls a layered harness to drive the research agent. Think of a harness as a structured scaffolding around the LLM, a large language model, that guides it through the specific stages of financial analysis: data gathering, pattern recognition, forecasting, synthesis. Each layer has its own logic and constraints appropriate to that stage. Alongside the harness, they introduce a verifiable point-in-time benchmark. Point-in-time is a big deal here. It means the evaluation questions can only be answered using information that existed at a specific moment in time, which prevents the model from accidentally cheating by drawing on knowledge of subsequent events. That's exactly the discipline you need to simulate real analyst workflows. For practitioners in fintech or anyone building LLM-powered research tools for financial applications, finance harness is directly applicable. It highlights the gap between what general deep research systems can do and what actual financial analysis demands, and it gives you a framework and benchmark to close that gap. This is the kind of domain-specific rigor the industry has been waiting for. And our final paper today is SmartMage, which tackles 3D scene understanding, a foundational problem for anything involving embodied AI, like robots navigating physical spaces or systems that need to reason about the real world. The challenge here is that understanding a 3D scene requires pulling together multiple modalities, visual information, geometric data like depth maps and point clouds, and those modalities don't always all help equally for every question you might ask. Here's the core insight from the paper. The relevance of different modalities varies depending on the query. If you ask, what color is the sofa? Geometry probably isn't that helpful. If you ask, is the table taller than the chair? Visual appearance matters less and depth information matters more. But existing multimodal large language models, MLL, is use fixed modality combinations regardless of the question. They always throw everything in, which sounds thorough, but actually introduces semantic noise and waste capacity. SmartMage proposes dynamic modality orchestration. Instead of a fixed pipeline, the system learns to selectively route and weight different modalities based on what the query actually needs. So it's not just multimodal fusion, it's intelligent, query-aware multimodal fusion. That's a meaningful architectural distinction. The system is described from Archive, and the results show improvements on 3D scene understanding benchmarks precisely because of that selective attention to relevant modalities. Less noise in, better reasoning out. It's an elegant approach that mirrors how humans actually process scenes. We focus on the cues that matter for the task at hand. For anyone working on embodied AI, robotics perception, or 3D-aware language models, SmartMage points toward an important design principle. Don't just add more modalities, learn when to use them. That shift from static to dynamic modality selection could be one of the key architectural moves in next-generation perception systems. That's a wrap on today's five papers: AVE Compass for audio-video editing evaluation, GDP Evo for agent self-evolution benchmarking, ABE Seeker for smarter credit assignment in search agents, Finance Harness for domain-specific deep research, and SmartMage for dynamic 3D scene understanding. A big thank you to our sponsors: Ada for turning research into real production AI, Ago Consulting for expert silicon development from AI to SOC, and Zen Semiconductor for their broad silicon portfolio, and Ada's Glow Compiler powering production inference at scale. If you want to go deeper on the AI news side, check out our sister show Git News AI, also in the Ada Podcast Network. It's great for staying on top of the field day to day. Links to all five papers are in the show notes, so go dig in. If you're finding Unzip useful, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you next time.